age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. Vietnam, he was 19.
2:40 as we move towards the extended Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully some of you can find time in your busy schedules, and I say that sarcastically, to attend a commemoration, a wreath laying in your town, your village, your borough, your community, your county, or some of the Memorial Day parades that still exist. Many of them have gone out, I'll use the term, out of business.
Yeah.
Because it's unfortunate that they have to raise the funds, normally through like American Legions and Veterans of Foreign Wars, Jewish veterans groups, and their auxiliaries, the female members of those groups. They have to go door to door with a can in their hand.
Which is so sad. I mean, they should be funded, and it should be something. And I think, you know, also, Curtis, too, as in Memorial Day, I don't think people, a lot of Americans, really understand the difference between that and Veterans Day, too, and understand what Memorial Day really is all about. It's not about barbecues and drinks and margaritas or whatever else. It's about actually a very somber, serious issue.
Well, a lot of people will say, Happy Memorial Day, and I'll say, Happy Memorial Day? It's like when I visited my mom and my dad's grave for Mother's Day. It wasn't a happy occasion.
Right. It's a solemn occasion.
Right.
And it's honoring the men and women who served in the military. By the way, I think a lot of people out there don't realize it was originally known as Decoration Day, originated in the years following the Civil War. But it's honoring those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice.
But since most of us now are baby boomers when it comes to those who served in war, the W-2 old-timers are dying out at a very fast rate.
Yep, sadly.
That's happening to the Korean War veterans also. That was the forgotten war, as we discussed in the last hour. Gee, they had to come back and almost hide the fact that they had served in Korea because it was perceived that we didn't win. We didn't win. It was a stalemate. Don't even mention that you fought in the Korean War. But the reception that Vietnam War veterans got was the worst of all.
Oh, it was horrible. And to me, you know, you think about what they went through. I think one of the most emotional times for me, I addressed the American Legion. I was one of the featured speakers to their conference in Houston years ago. And it was myself and Vice President Biden at the time. And I'll never forget, I get up there and I looked out and you saw a sea of Vietnam guys. And we're talking thousands upon thousands. And I had the script, and I remember putting the script down, and all I could look at them was that I said, I'm sorry that I wasn't a broadcaster back in the Vietnam. I'm obviously too young to have been a broadcaster back then, but I wish I had been a broadcaster because I would have been screaming to the rooftops and saying, welcome home, and hugging them and making sure they got the credit they deserved.
Well, even a lot of the veterans returning from Vietnam really were not at all happy about what they had been asked to do.
No, it was tough, but they were also spit on and disgraced by the American public, which
I know,
was,
but they
we
were
have
lied
a lot
to.
Of rectifying
they were lied
to do.
Lied to by our leaders, lied to by JFK, lied to by Lyndon Baines Johnson, lied to by Richard Nixon.
Yeah, and then they came home and didn't get any credit either.
No.
Which was so terrible.
They are the majority now, so when you're at your various activities that are commemorating the Vietnam War veterans and the dead that have been buried in so many of the veterans' cemeteries that dot our landscape, know that for instance, somebody like me, I'm 64, there were young men who gave up their life, as that song said, at the age of 19, 20. It was the youngest age group ever to serve in war for the United States. Average age, 19 to 20. World War II, average age was 26 and older.
That's
big
amazing.
Difference.
Big difference.
Big difference. So I'm thinking to myself, is that 19, 20, I'm now 64. I've had an additional 44 years of life other than maybe somebody who had served. And towards the end of the Vietnam War, because hostilities ceased in 1975, maybe they were killed in the waning days. That's it. They were out of 44 years, maybe, of additional life when you consider the average American male now lives to about 78, 80 years old. So they gave up their life at such an early age. And we're not even paying any recognition, any attention. There's no discussion in the classrooms,
yeah.
In school.
And like you said, everybody thinks, oh, good, have a nice weekend, you know, enjoy your barbecue, have fun out there. And everybody's talking about the different cookouts and the different that. And you're right, there should be education.
Well, it's incumbent upon our officials.
You know? Yeah.
Let's start with the president
It's incumbent in our schools.
Yeah,
too,
but you see, if you talk about it, you have the bully pulpit as an official. For instance, you look at four of the key guys who have gotten FaceTime of late. There's on the Republican side, you have Trump. He got a deferment. Giuliani got a deferment. They need to talk about that. You have Joe Biden, who was here at Hofstra University for Cuomo yesterday. He got a deferment. Schumer, I don't know, he probably got a deferment. I know he didn't serve. I didn't serve. So the people specifically who didn't serve or chose not to serve or got deferments, they specifically have to remind everybody what it was like back then, how many of our fellow colleagues went and did fight, died,
and
not only
way,
got disrespected but forgotten, but that our officials lied the hell to us about why we were in Vietnam and why so many people had to end up sacrificing their life, over 55,000, and God knows how many more thousands that were injured and wounded in the line of duty.
And by the way, some of the numbers too, Curtis, 9.2 million Americans served in the Vietnam era. I mean, think about that, 9.2%.
Right, and the last of the draft. Remember, 73, Richard Nixon goes, the end of the draft. It's going to be a volunteer military from now on. But boy, people did not want to get drafted.
Why are we missing the mark in our schools? And I actually think, like you said, I think we need to have the president make some announcement and make it like mandatory in school that they actually understand this is what Memorial Day is about. Here are the number of dead, what it really means, so the kids don't just think of hot dogs and hamburgers.
Nope. Let's go to Richie calling from Long Island. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby here at WABC. Rich.
Hi, Rich.
Oh, hi. Hi, a pleasure. I went in the Army right after high school, August of 66. I got out. I went to Germany for 9 months, and I volunteered for Vietnam. And I served with the 1st Infantry for 10.5 months.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
And what was
what's your point,
Richie?
Rich?
When you returned, what was it like for you after your time?
I got out at Fort Dix, and we took a cab with this crazy driver to Port Authority. So we get there, and me and this guy met in the cab. We go outside of Port Authority, and this long-haired kid with his girlfriend, they looked at us in uniform, and she said to me, baby killers.
What did you say at that moment, Rich? Because that happened to a lot of guys. Yeah.
I said, how about I kill you?
Good for you.
Can you imagine?
A little faster, but that was my first greeting when I got home from Vietnam from a citizen.
Well, that's why, Rich, we got to make sure that never happens again to any of our veterans. Whatever, the politics of the war are, you can't blame the warrior.
Let's go to David in Brooklyn. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby here on WABC. Dave?
Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to remark that for the fact that a lot of vets didn't get proper acknowledgement from the citizens, a lot of the existing veterans at the time didn't really get them the certain respect they deserved, because Vietnam was never a declared war. Many people referred to it as a police action, which in fact legally it was, which is how they were able to get it started and without congressional involvement anyway. So a lot of the veterans at the time, the guys from World War II and from Korea, were saying, it was Vietnam, technically you're not a veteran. So they didn't get status until, years after that.
Yeah, no, which is so sad. And by the way, David, a lot of them are now regretting it. I've had a lot of discussion with some of those vets from that time period, and they wish, obviously, they had embraced them earlier.
You're absolutely right, Dave. Can you imagine? Truman said that Korea, with close to 50,000 killed, was a police action. And then Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Gerald Ford continued that lie by claiming it was a police action in Vietnam.
Yeah, because of all the politics. How stupid.
I mean, a police action.
Yeah, come on.
That's an all-out war.
Right. That's playing politics. Come on.
Let's go to Jen, who I believe is calling from New Jersey. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby here at WABC. Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. First of all, Curtis, your posts on Facebook make me laugh out loud. But anyway.
me too. They're hysterical.
you found your calling. Rita, you want Trump to talk about vets? I think he's hiding out, as I like to call him, Boonspur, the draft dodger, what's he going to say?
Well, he certainly is very patriotic. Yes, there are questions about his...
So it comes time to go to war, and he hides like a chicken... What do they used to call him?
Chicken hawks.
Yeah, chicken hawks. And listen, a lot of people were dodging that draft back then, too.
They're not president.
Yeah, but you know what? I will also say, as president, he is a big supporter of the military. There's no question about that.
He is, Jen.
He absolutely is. He has been a bigger supporter of the military than probably any other president that I have seen in my lifetime. True.
Oh my God.
True.
You are bamboozled, my dear.
No, you're bamboozled because you're caught up in the draft dodging. And listen, I actually think he should address that.
I think he should address it, Jen.
I absolutely think he should address it, but he should also say, listen, I regret, in hindsight, I wish I had been there, and here's how I feel now.
He will never say that.
Yeah, I wish he did, though. I actually wish he did. But I do think he is a big supporter of the military.
Oh, you can be a big supporter of the military,
but the fact is he will never address why
he took the deferment.
But she's, you know, granted, he was younger then. I don't agree with it.
Could easily say, I didn't believe in the war.
Yeah.
I saw my friends dying because of lies by Democrats and Republicans, but... Bone spurs?
But that doesn't make him unpatriotic now, and that's what she's lumping him together. It is not the
same thing. Well, anyway, I got to give cred to Jen because she does go to the Curtis and Cosby Facebook page each and every day.
I will give her credit for that.
And she was referring, I do these video drops now. They're about a minute apiece.
And they're hysterical.
The main story of the day, so I'm dressed like King Cuomo in one. Hillary is posted. I'm dressed like Hillary Rodham Clinton.
You had Starbucks cup in another.
Right, Starbucks. Yep. I did the Starbucks routine. You name it. I've got a whole cast of characters because I look like I've been attacked by a flea market. And today I'll be doing Comrade Bill de Blasio, the dope from Park Slope, who agrees with Trump. It's fake news. Can you believe it? These two guys hate the media passionately. 1-800-848-WABC. To the phones we go. Rita Cosby, it's Jerry, first up in the queue from Bay Ridge. Welcome to WABC, Jer.
Hi, Jer.
All right, great show as usual. And let's remember, 1 million Americans laid down their lives so this country can be free, these airwaves can be free. There's no sense in arguing who's a hero, who's not really a hero. Those boys and some women now are on the front lines in the battlefield. And that's what we should remember. These airwaves are free because of them.
Absolutely.
And remember, a lot of those American boys, 18-year-old American boys, will remain 18 forever.
Yes. Jerry, bravo. I love your message, and that's the message we have to remember this Memorial Day.
Jerry, I'm hoping since you're in Bay Ridge, you'll come to Brooklyn's 151st Memorial Day Parade. That's 11 a.m. in Bay Ridge on 3rd Avenue and 78th Street. On Monday, naturally, there may be rain in the forecast, but the hardcore will be out.
Yeah, they're going to go out regardless.
I'll be out there with the Guardian Angels.
But
one thing that we do, because there are some veterans who are in the Guardian Angels, but most are not, is we march in the back of the parade. So like in Forest Hills on Sunday, we're in the back of the parade. College Point, we're in the back of the parade on Sunday.
Out of respect for the veterans.
Correct.
That, yeah,
but the politicians...
Oh,
will be in the front of the parade, like the schmuck, the putz, Chuck E. Cheese Schumer, who will have a sign over his head that says, "This is your U.S. Senator, Chuck Schumer.
Vote for me."
And I'm like, what?
Well, they, you know, there's a lot of politicians.
You know where they ought to be.
When you see a parade, they go to every single parade.
And I don't mind them being there.
And listen, if they're bringing attention to a great
but where they belong is right behind us, the Guardian Angels. That's where the sanitation crew is.
Yeah, picking up the garbage.
Not the garbage, but the police are in the front with the horses. And naturally, the horse poop is left behind. So I want the politicians to be there with the horse poop because they fill us full of bull feathers all the time, regardless of whether they're Democrats or Republicans.
Them being there will hopefully bring some money and attention to the parade as opposed to just parading. How about
subsidizing the parades?
Well,
why is it that local Memorial Day committees, they have to have all kinds of chances, they have to have bake sales, they have to go door-to-door?
Well,
what a double disgrazia.
Remember what Memorial Day is about and thank a veteran, any of them that you see this weekend.